Now, Radar. Enthusiastically, the package of phonograph players, disastrously these, or the Starwood burglars. Sound. With sound. Sound.
Narrator. This is the Packard Bell Phonocord plays present. That, what do we call it?
Blackguard.
Blackguard.
Okay. Narrator. Dramatically says, our play takes place down on the Fox homestead.
Near the old sawmill. The scene is in a small but neat living room, or of the Botts' home, an old village house standing alone on the outskirts of the village. It is cold and wintry.
I can read.
And the stormy wind howls mournfully as the flaps of the shutters creak. No, as the
against the
creaky walls
of the house.
Oi,
have to hurry up. As our play opens, we find our beautiful, treacherous heroine, Nell Botts, pleading with the ruthless Rudolph, the village villain.
Save five. Dave Dunham, speak.
Yes, sir. Here's a cab. No one but you could be told. What do you call it?
Has
to take advantage of what's that?
Mofaz.
Mofaz options to press your suit.
Shame on you.
Oh.
Rudolph!
But I love you, gal. I am to marry you. Little does you may reckon that I, ruthless Rudolph, already have me a wife and 16 kids elsewhere.
No. 1,000 times no. Rather would I die than marry you, Rudolph.
Well, certainly.
You spurn me!
Huh? Wait a wench? Beware, you forget the mortgage I hold on your family homestead.
Rudolph! Come now, sweet maid. Would you have your poor, dear old mother thrown out in the cold now?
Oh, fearfully, but I do not love you, Rudolph. I could never learn to love you, or even to like you. Never! Rudolph!
You learned to like Finnish, didn't you? Come, my love, a little kiss for Rudy.
Now. Me. I'm not.
Now, tell me, but I do not love you, Rudolph. I could never learn to love you, or even like you. Never, Rudolph!
I'm dead. Strong eyes. The young upstart.
And don't kick that pussy.
I will kick the cat just for spite, bad
pussy. Rudolph.
He's bad. What a cat. You'll be mine. All mine. And you'll die. Die a horrible death. Down at the old
farm. Oh, no, not that. Oh, please. Thank you. Please, not that. Do not know how to spare my maiden. And it's just, oh, my darling.